Full text of Measure AA, the San Francisco Bay Clean Water, Pollution Prevention, and Habitat Restoration Measure. The people of the San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority do ordain as follows. Section 1, Findings and Purpose. Over the last century, landfill and toxic pollution have had a massive impact on San Francisco Bay, sometimes referred to herein as the, quote, Bay, end quote. It is not too late to reverse this impact and restore the Bay for future generations. To meet that objective, in 2008, state law established the San Francisco Bay Restoration Authority, the, quote, authority, end quote, to raise and allocate resources for the restoration, enhancement, protection, and enjoyment of wetlands and wildlife habitats in the San Francisco Bay and along its shoreline. The purpose of the San Francisco Bay Clean Water, Pollution Prevention, and Habitat Restoration Measure, the, quote, measure, end quote, is to protect and restore San Francisco Bay to benefit future generations by reducing trash, pollution, and harmful toxins, improving water quality, restoring habitat for fish, birds, and wildlife, protecting communities from flood, and increasing shoreline public access and recreational areas. Section 2, Funding of San Francisco Bay Clean Water, Pollution Prevention, and Habitat Restoration Expenditure Plan. Subject to voter approval, the authority hereby establishes a special partial tax, the, quote, special tax, end quote, the proceeds of which shall be used solely for the purpose of supporting the programs and priorities and other purposes set forth in this measure. The special tax shall be levied at a rate of $12 per parcel within the jurisdiction of the authority, which consists of the counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, Napa, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Solano, and Sonoma, and the city and county of San Francisco, such nine counties collectively the, quote, San Francisco Bay Area, end quote. The special tax shall be levied annually for a total of 20 years, commencing July 1, 2017, and ending June 30, 2037. The special tax shall be levied on each parcel of taxable property within the San Francisco Bay Area and shall be collected by the tax collectors of each county, including the city and county of San Francisco, in the San Francisco Bay Area, the, quote, tax collectors, end quote, at the same time as and along with and will be subject to the same penalties as general ad valorem taxes collected by the tax collectors. The special tax and any penalty shall bear interest at the same rate as the rate for unpaid ad valorem property taxes until paid. Any special tax levied shall become a lien upon the properties against which taxes are assessed and collectible as herein provided. The special tax shall appear as a separate item on the tax bill. All property that is otherwise exempt from ad valorem property taxes in any year shall also be exempt from the special tax in such year. The authority shall adopt procedures that set forth any clarifications and exemptions to address unique circumstances and any procedure for claimants seeking an exemption, refund, reduction, or recomputation of the special tax. Section 3, San Francisco Bay Clean Water, Pollution Prevention, and Habitat Restoration Expenditure Plan. The revenues from the special tax set forth in Section 2 above shall be used solely for the purpose of supporting programs and priorities and purposes set forth in this measure, including the following. A. Program descriptions. Under this measure, the authority may fund projects along the bay shorelines within the authority's jurisdiction, which consists of the counties of Alameda, Contra Costa, Marin, Napa, San Mateo, Santa Clara, Solano, and Sonoma, and the city and county of San Francisco. The shorelines include the shorelines of San Francisco Bay, San Pablo Bay, Carquinez Strait, Suisun Bay, and most of the northern Contra Costa County shoreline to the edge of the Delta Primary Zone. These projects shall advance the following programs. 1. Safe, Clean Water and Pollution Prevention Program. The purpose of this program to be funded under the measure is to remove pollution, trash, and harmful toxins from the bay in order to provide clean water for fish, birds, wildlife, and people. A. Improve water quality by reducing pollution and engaging in restoration activities, protecting public health, and making fish and wildlife healthier. B. Reduce pollution levels through shoreline cleanup and trash removal from the bay. C. restore wetlands that provide natural filters and remove pollution from the bay's water. D. Clean and enhance creek outlets where they flow into the bay. 2. Vital fish, bird, and wildlife habitat program. The purpose of this program to be funded under the measure is to significantly improve wildlife habitat that will support and increase vital populations of fish, birds, and other wildlife in and around the bay. A. Enhance the San Francisco Bay National Wildlife Refuge, shoreline parks, and open space preserves, and other protected lands in and around the bay, providing expanded and improved habitat for fish, birds, and mammals. B. Protect and restore wetlands and other bay and shoreline habitats to benefit wildlife, including shorebirds, waterfowl, and fish. C. Provide for stewardship, maintenance, and monitoring of habitat restoration projects in and around the bay to ensure their ongoing benefits to wildlife and people. 3. Integrated Flood Protection Program. The purpose of this program to be funded under the measure is to use natural habitats to protect communities along the bay's shoreline from the risks of severe coastal flooding caused by storms and high water levels. A. Provide nature-based flood protection through wetland and habitat restoration along the bay's edge and at creek outlets that flow to the bay. B. Build and/or improve flood protection levees that are a necessary part of wetland restoration activities to protect existing shoreline communities, agriculture, and infrastructure. 4. Shoreline Public Access Program. The purpose of this program to be funded under the measure is to enhance the quality of life of Bay Area residents, including those with disabilities, through safer and improved public access as part of and compatible with wildlife habitat restoration projects in and around the Bay. A. Construct new, repair existing, and/or replace deteriorating public access trails, signs, and related facilities along the shoreline and manage these public access facilities. B. Provide interpretive materials and special outreach events about pollution prevention, wildlife habitat, public access, and flood protection to protect the bay's health and encourage community engagement. B. Additional allocation criteria and community benefits. 1. The authority shall ensure that the measure's revenue is spent in the most efficient and effective manner, consistent with the public interest and in compliance with existing law. The authority shall give priority to projects that A. have the greatest positive impact on the Bay as a whole in terms of clean water, wildlife habitat, and beneficial use to Bay Area residents. B. have the greatest long-term impact on the Bay to benefit future generations. C. provide for geographic distribution across the region and ensure that there are projects funded in each of the 9 counties in the San Francisco Bay Area over the life of the measure. D. increase impact value by leveraging state and federal resources and public-private partnerships. E. benefit economically disadvantaged communities. F. benefit the region's economy, including local workforce development, employment opportunities for Bay Area residents, and nature-based flood protection for critical infrastructure and existing shoreline communities. G. Work with local organizations and businesses to engage youth and young adults and assist them in gaining skills related to natural resource protection. H. Incorporate monitoring, maintenance, and stewardship to develop the most efficient and effective strategies for restoration and achievement of intended benefits. I. Meet the selection criteria of the Coastal Conservancy's San Francisco Bay Area Conservancy Program and are consistent with the San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission's Coastal Management Program and with the San Francisco Bay Joint Ventures Implementation Strategy. 2. The authority shall ensure that 50% of the total net revenue generated during the 20-year term of the special tax is allocated to the 4 Bay Area regions defined as the North Bay, Sonoma, Marin, Napa, and Solano counties, East Bay, Alameda and Contra Costa counties, West Bay, City and County of San Francisco and San Mateo County, and South Bay, Santa Clara County, in proportion to each region's share of the Bay Area's population, as determined in the 2010 census and consistent with the priorities set forth in this section. As a result, each region will receive the following minimum percentage of total net revenue generated during the 20-year term of the special tax: North Bay, 9%, East Bay, 18%, West Bay, 11%, South Bay, 12%. The remaining revenue shall be allocated consistent with all other provisions of this measure. 3. The authority shall conduct one or more public meetings annually to gain public input on selection of projects under this measure. All actions, including decisions about selecting projects for funding, will be made by the authority in public meetings with advance notice and with meeting materials made available in advance to the public. 4. The authority may accumulate revenue over multiple years so that sufficient funding is available for larger and long-term projects. All interest income shall be used solely to support programs and priorities set forth in this measure. 5. No special tax proceeds shall be used for campaign advocacy. 6. No more than 5% of the special tax proceeds generated in any given fiscal year may be used by the authority for general government purposes in such fiscal year, including to administer the projects funded under this measure. Any unused funds may be carried over for use in subsequent fiscal years. 7. The authority shall have the right, power, and authority to pledge special tax proceeds to the payment of bonds of the authority or another public agency, including but not limited to a joint powers authority created pursuant to Article 1 of the Joint Exercise of Powers Act, Government Code Section 6500 and following, and use special tax proceeds to pay debt service on such bonds and the costs of issuance related thereto. C. Accountability and oversight. In order to ensure accountability, transparency, and public oversight of funds collected and allocated under this measure and comply with state law, all of the following shall apply. 1. The specific purpose of the special tax shall be to support only programs and priorities and other purposes listed in this measure. The special tax proceeds shall be applied only for specific purposes of this measure and shall be spent only in accordance with the procedures and limitations set forth in this measure. 2. A separate account shall be created by the authority into which all special tax proceeds must be deposited. The authority shall commission an independent annual audit of all revenues deposited in and all expenditures made from the separate account and publish annual financial statements. 3. All special tax revenue, except as set forth in Section 3.B.6 above, shall be spent on projects for the benefit of the San Francisco Bay Area and shall not be taken by the state. 4. The authority shall prepare annual written reports showing 1. The amount of funds collected and expended from special tax proceeds and 2. The status of any projects or programs required or authorized to be funded from the proceeds of the special tax as identified above. The report shall comply with Government Code Section 50075.3, be posted on the authority's website, and be submitted to the Bay Restoration Advisory Committee, established pursuant to Government Code Section 66703.7, the, quote, Advisory Committee, end quote, for review and comment. 5. The Advisory Committee shall provide advice to the authority on all aspects of its activities under this measure to ensure maximum benefit, value, and transparency. Advisory Committee meetings will be announced in advance and will be open to the public. The responsibilities of the Advisory Committee shall include, but shall not be limited to, A. advising the authority about implementation of this measure, and B. making recommendations regarding expenditure priorities under this measure. 6. The authority shall appoint 6 members of the public to an independent citizens oversight committee that shall A. annually review the authority's conformance with the measure, B. review the authority's audits and expenditure and financial reports, and C. publish an annual report of its findings, which shall be posted on the authority's website. The 6 members shall include residents of the North Bay, East Bay, West Bay, and South Bay, as defined in Government Code 66703A, who are experts in water quality, pollution reduction, habitat restoration, flood protection, improvement of public access to the Bay, or financing of these objectives. No person may serve on the Independent Citizens Oversight Committee who A, is an elected official or government employee, or B, has had or could have a financial interest in decisions of the authority as defined by Government Code Section 87103 and the Fair Political Practices Commission. Section 4, Establishment of Appropriation Limit. Pursuant to Article 13B of the California Constitution and Section 66704.05(b)(2) of the Government Code, the appropriation limit of the authority shall be set by the total revenues actually received by the authority from the proceeds of the special tax levied in fiscal year 2017-2018, as adjusted each fiscal year thereafter, for the estimated change in the cost of living, population, and number of parcels on which the special tax is levied, such estimate to be determined by the governing body of the authority and be conclusive for all purposes after made. The appropriation limit may be further adjusted by any other changes that may be permitted or required by Article 13B of the California Constitution. Section 5, Amendments and Severability. A. The governing board of the authority shall be empowered to amend this measure by majority vote of its members to further the purposes of this measure, to conform the provisions of this measure to applicable state law, to modify the methods of levy and collection of the special tax, or to assign the duties of public officials under this measure. B. If any part of this measure is held to be invalid for any reason, such decision shall not affect the remaining portions of this measure, and the voters declare that they would have passed the remainder of this measure as if such invalid portion were not included.